The next three guys I have coming on, they have a podcast. It's really funny.
Wow. They had our theme music and everything.
Yeah. We just don't sue us. So, do you guys want to go through your names and everything together? And let's start with the fine gentleman at the end, who's not Mitch.
Wow, fine gentleman. I'm Dan McCoy.
I'm Stuart Wellington.
Woo! My name is Elliot Kalen.
And these are the Flophouse, ladies and gentlemen.
Woo!
One of the longtime staples of the show is that we do talk about notoriously bad movies, and a lot of the current crap that's coming out of Hollywood now is really infuriating, so I always feel like it's a good time to poke holes in it. And I think one of the things, and you guys believe too, is that the horror movie genre has been going down the tubes.
Yes.
I think one of the things I'm not a really big fan of, by the way, like a candy bar that may contain nuts, this may contain spoilers.
So if you're allergic to spoilers, I guess, avoid this.
This was produced
at
a factory that may have also produced spoilers.
Right.
What's the accepted amount of insect parts or rat feces in these questions?
So my question.
I noticed you didn't answer that.
I'm suddenly terrified due to the underscoring that's going on.
I couldn't quite comprehend because my mind is so small what you just said.
Oh, that's okay.
Okay. So my initial question is the Saw movies that are coming out. I was wondering, how many movies is it going to take for Saw to follow the Jason trend that it'll be in space?
Wow. Saw in space.
Yeah, sure.
I think you've just sold $1 million. Is there some way to include a carnival?
There's
and
some
high school musicals.
Yeah. Well, Saw has to go to the hood before he can go to space.
Yeah.
That's where the chain works.
Yeah.
First you go to the hood, then you go somewhere else, then you go back to the hood.
Then you go to Vegas.
Yeah. None of them go to the Old West, which is what I want to see.
Saw in the Old West would be interesting, though, because how he's going to have to construct all his traps out of things that were available at the time.
It'd be like the traditional Rube Goldberg trap.
Right.
Yeah.
There's a candle that goes through a string and the canary dies or something.
Life's hard enough back then as it is. I mean, you don't really need a trap.
Yeah. If the Oregon Trail has taught us something else, people are going to die whether or not Saw is coming.
And also that it's fun to shoot more bison than you can carry.
I don't like the Saw movie because I feel like you lost the face of a killer kind of thing. Because in Jason and Freddy, there was you had an identifying person who was murdering
you. It's very easy to identify with Jason, a man who has no personality, does not talk, and no face.
But Saw just seems to be about just how elaborate they are going to kill you versus.
Well, but you gotta imagine, Saw spent a lot of time with his paper mache making that mask. I think that humanizes him. He's a fifth grader.
I would say what you're getting at is Saw is the thinking man's movie, and Friday the 13th, Nightmare on Elm Street are the feeling man's movies.
Yes.
Because there's someone you can identify with.
Yeah.
Wait, isn't it that little puppet that's killing everybody in those Saw movies? What's going on?
No, I don't understand.
You're thinking of The Game with Michael Douglas.
God, that's what happened?
Well, as far as you know, yes.
You can only really see The Game once, by the way. I don't know, has anyone ever seen The Game?
Maybe your tape is broken.
No, I think that we'll prove you wrong. We have the DVD of The Game in our pocket. We will prove it after the show.
Well, what are some of your favorite horror movies that you really like? That the ones that you think are the best? I mean, aside from, I have to say, The Shining is kind of the standby horror movie to say is the best. But.
Well, I'm a big fan of the horror comedy. I mean, which is why I'm sort of glad that Zombieland has actually been successful this last weekend, because historically the horror comedy, America's like, what the fuck's this? I don't like to laugh while I'm getting scared, but I love An American Werewolf in London.
Yeah, that's a pretty great one. Yeah, it's got a lot of great comedic elements to it, and it's got a great Yeah.
It delivers everything the title promises.
Yeah.
that alone.
That transformation scene is goddamn freaky as hell.
but he asked us what our favorite movie is.
I wish, did you know about the movie Unborn?
Oh yeah, we just watched that.
Yeah, that's the most recent podcast that we
did. Oh, you did? Okay. Yeah. Unborn.
Jewish demon.
Yeah, I wish the movie doesn't play up any Jewish like characteristics in any of the characters. I think
the only Jewish character in it is played by Gary Oldman.
I think that there was a movie executive who was like,
I don't believe you.
I hear J horror is really big right now, and they misunderstood it. You know, they were on J dates.
They thought it was like Jewish
same
horror.
Thing. Yeah, Jewish horror.
Oh, I think
just sort of, I feel like you're getting shortchanged. Like even though there are potentially two microphones on you at any time,
I don't even know what's going on.
I would thought Larry David would have been a better rabbi in the movie, but I think that would have been more.
They had many more problems with the movie than to play the rabbi.
Yeah, I think that the fact that Gary Oldman agreed to be in the movie was not the problem with the movie.
One of my fantasies is to see Dice Man do a horror movie. Andrew Dice Clay, I think that was...
I think it's happened. I mean, it wasn't called a horror movie.
The Adventures of Ford Fairlane.
We're all familiar with that.
He should make a movie called Dice Man, and it's like Candyman, but he kills people with games of chance.
Does Candyman kill people with candy then?
I have to, not in the movie, but in his spare time, I have to assume. Like, how did he get the name otherwise?
Yeah.
He's just a fan of the game Candyland. That's what he does.
Then they would call him Candyland Man.
That's a fair point. You have me.
Stuart, do you have a recommendation for your all-time favorite horror movie?
It's like you're giving a tiny press conference.
I was planning on recommending the Saw movies, but I just don't know what to say anymore, so I guess it's Ellie.
I think the first three are the best, but the last ones I've seen, they kind of repeat just like flashback information.
No, I actually don't like those movies, they're not very good. I don't know. A movie I'd like to recommend is a movie called Killing Spree, starring a guy named Asbestos Felt, who gets mad because he thinks his wife's cheating on him, kills a bunch of people, and then they come back from the dead and kill him.
Nice.
Good movie.
It's called
Killing Spree, starring Asbestos Felt.
Now, I have to assume that's his given name. Asbestos Felt.
His Christian name, yes.
Elliot, any...
I have a soft spot in my heart for... recent, I mean, not talking about like 30s horror movies or anything like that.
Yeah, sure.
But well, let's save things that people are going to actually go see, maybe.
Wow. Way to underestimate your
These rubes.
Ouch.
No, I'm sorry.
Well,
I love you guys.
John Carpenter's In the Mouth of Madness, I've always had a soft spot for. It's not a perfect movie, but.
I hear nails in it.
But yes, Sam Neill is in it.
Sam Neill's really good.
Yeah.
Jürgen Prochnow's in it, right?
Yes, Jürgen Prochnow is also in it.
Okay, keep talking.
Stuart just likes movies with people with strange names. Jürgen Prochnow. He just enjoys saying it.
But that one is, it's a thinker.
Yeah.
But there's also, you know, scare effects and monsters and things.
Nice.
It's basically the story H.P. Lovecraft should have written for the screen, but he didn't because he died long before he had that chance.
Great. Well, I'm sorry we have to move on, guys. But ladies and gentlemen, the Flophouse! Would you guys want to stick around on stage while the Baba sisters perform?
Sure.
Great.
This is a very comfortable couch.
Yeah, thank you. I'm glad that you're. We have a big family tonight.